Well, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM for another episode of Talk of the Rock. Joining me today are Amanda Becker and Monica Claridge to discuss Kodiak Pride. How are the two of you doing?
Good. Great. Thanks for having us.
Let's start from basics. What is Pride?
So Pride is the celebration of the LGBTQ plus community, started based off of the Stonewall riots in New York City. And it's about inclusivity and being who we are and sharing that with everybody.
So how are you celebrating Pride? I understand that tomorrow will be the first day of Pride Month, correct?
Yes,
that is correct. So we have a lot of different events that we have planned in Kodiak specifically. Individually, I think it's nice to see that the community has embraced Pride. And so personally, I'm just excited to participate in our events, which we can get into exactly what we have planned. The Pride Committee has been working quite feverishly to plan a bunch of different activities. The first thing we actually had was a float in the Crab Fest Parade. So we got the first place theme award this year again.
Second year in a row, yeah.
Well done, well done.
Shout out to Anthony, our amazing, amazing ideas person, because, yeah, if it was up to me with the Pride float, we'd have like two popsicle sticks and some rainbows.
He is a creative genius for sure.
Definitely.
His designs are amazing, and he just has a really cool way of just putting everything together, this vision that he has in his head, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everyone that helped out with that and who walked with us as well, and all the support as we were.
Oh, yeah. Everybody cheering and yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's and best of luck keeping the streak alive come next year.
Yes.
I want to ask you a bit about some of those events.
Absolutely. So we have our first official Pride Month event on June 2nd, and that is an LGBTQ plus health panel. It is co-sponsored by the Kodiak College Diversity Committee, and that will be held at the Benny Benson Building at 7 p.m. And that is an opportunity to get all of your LGBTQ mental health and physical health questions answered. Heidi McNierney, a behavioral health therapist, Melissa Witteveen, a physician assistant, and Colby Perez, who is a therapist as well, will be there to answer questions and learn. And this is a great opportunity for queer folks who have questions that pertain to themselves, and also family members or friends or anyone who want to be proactive in helping people within the community or just want to know more. So allies are welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Yep. Mm.
The first 15 to 20 minutes will be a little bit more youth oriented, and then there'll be more mature content in the second half.
I wanted to ask you, as for these events, are they all like just open to allies and whomever would like to attend?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's on the 2nd, which would be Thursday, correct?
Yes, that would be correct. And then we also have next up is the LGBTQ plus friendly Rave Cycle class, co-sponsored by A Balanced Approach. And that's anybody 14 years old and up who can sign up. And that will be June 10th at 7 p.m. So just some fun and cycling and yeah, just a lot of fun. There's more information on that on our Kodiak Pride Facebook page as well.
Awesome. And for all of the events that are co-sponsored by A Balanced Approach, you can either sign up on Zen Planner if you're a member, or by emailing info@abakodiak.com.
Yep.
And are those open to the public? Are they paid or?
Those are free and then donation based if you're interested in making a donation to Kodiak Pride.
Yeah, they just ask that people sign up so they've got a good idea of numbers.
I understand.
And then the next event will be on June 17th, and that is an LGBTQ trivia night sponsored by Million Recipes Food Truck. And that will be at the Kodiak Island Brewery, Doors will open at 8 p.m. and trivia will start at 8:30. And the goal here is to raise awareness about LGBTQ plus history, terminology, culture, current events, legislature, sports, and science in a fun and interactive way. So the night will begin with a brief talk about the Supiak traditions around gender, sexuality, and spirituality as well, which I'm excited to hear about and learn more about myself. So
that sounds extremely cool.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah. Candace Branson will be doing that. And so we're super grateful for that. And that is a 21 and older event.
Yep.
So, and there will be a $5 cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
And then next up from that is another class at A Balanced Approach. This one is going to be glow-in-the-dark yoga, which I think is going to be really cool.
Okay.
And again, because it's at A Balanced Approach, it is 14 and up, and you can sign up on Zen Planner or by emailing info@abakodiak.com. And class size is limited at that one, and that's June 23rd. Body painting starts at 6:45, and the class starts at 7 p.m. So, again, just a lot more fun event.
And then on the 24th, at 7 p.m., A Balanced Approach will also be hosting a drag how-to class. We have a special guest, Sonova, who is actually from Kodiak originally, who will be visiting us from Miami.
Yep.
And so she will do makeup and all different things, kind of like a little informational teach you how-to class. So that will be on the 24th, that Friday night before our main event.
Yep.
So, and that is 18 and up for that one.
Yep.
So, and then we have
the main event. So that is our Rainbow Run 5K, and there will also be a walk. This year is a color run, so there will be colors involved for those who want to get involved with that. The run, walk, and start and finish will be in the Kodiak High School parking lot, same as last year. And that's June 25th. Registration begins at 10:30. The 5K starts at 11, and the 1 mile start is at 11:15 a.m. First 115 participants will receive a wooden medal made by Kodiak Lightworks, which that is really cool.
It's actually going to be 250.
Oh.
Thanks to the Shunack tribe.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for that. And then after that, there's going to be a post-race celebration immediately after. We'll have food available and the family-friendly drag show event is free to the public. Donations will be accepted for the Kodiak High School GSA and Kodiak Pride.
Awesome. So we're excited to have people come and join us in that event.
Yeah.
And then that evening, we're still working out the details, but there will be a drag show at Tony's Bar.
Yep.
So all of these events there's a calendar of events on our Kodiak Pride page. And then we are working on getting individual specific flyers with more detailed information about each one finished. And those will be done in the next couple of days so that you can get all the details you need to know about signing up and when and where and all that stuff.
Yep.
So,
and we also started an Instagram page too. So you can also find us on Instagram as well at Kodiak Pride.
If somebody hears this on the radio and wants to participate, to volunteer, to support financially in any way that they can, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email KodiakIslandPride@gmail.com. And we would love to have people volunteer. We will definitely need people on the 25th for race day. We will have a 5K and a 1 mile option for that. And we'll need people to hide rocks and help out with registration and giving out prizes and stuff. And if anyone would like to donate, any business or individuals would like to donate a prize, they can either be dropped off at Million Recipes when the food truck is there, or at the brewery, they know that they're accepting. And then also, if you want to shoot us an email at the Kodiak Island Pride at gmail.com, we can coordinate a pickup for those as well. So the community has been amazing in providing a variety of different things, from pieces of pizza to gift certificates to all sorts of things, Apple Watches and a variety of things.
Yeah.
that have been won awesome prizes, and the rocks are hidden throughout the route. And they have a number on the back, and so then your number corresponds to a prize. So yep. That's been a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess there's a lot happening during Pride Month.
This year, yes. Yeah, we're really excited for it.
I want to ask you some other questions about Pride in general. So Pride is celebrated all over the world and often in many different and unique ways, certainly as evidenced by the busy calendar that you guys have put together. How is it celebrated here in Kodiak, aside from just Pride Month, for people who are going to celebrate it?
That is something we're definitely working towards. Pride started here, at least to our knowledge, 3 years ago. I actually had posted on Facebook asking if any of my friends wanted to do a virtual run. COVID had just kind of started at the time, with the Trevor Project, or to raise funds for the Trevor Project, which is a national organization. And someone was like, we should have one in Kodiak.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
it definitely snowballed from there. And I was, even the virtual event that first year, I was amazed at how many people were, you know, posting videos and pictures of themselves and rainbow gear. And yeah, I did this and it was awesome. And yeah.
It was really neat to see the support. You know, all of a sudden it was like, well, maybe we need some stickers for this event. So a local artist, Tess Priestess, made our first design. And then all of a sudden people were like, can that go on a shirt? Sure, I think we can make that happen. And so we reached out to printmasters and they were able to, you know, make that up. And we sold over 150 of them, I think. And
yeah.
We had 5 virtual routes between in town here and then one out in the flats. And it was a 3-day event, and we had rock hiders for each day on the different routes, so that you know, if you went the first day, you wouldn't get all the prizes. You'd still have an opportunity later in the weekend. And it was really neat because it was an event that anybody could participate in on their own time during COVID, be socially distanced if need be, you know, or with their family, and just do it whenever they wanted to. And something that kind of, I think, brightened a lot of people's days during that time.
Definitely. Shortly after that, Monica reached out to a bunch of us, and she was just like, hey, you know, I want to keep this going. Or would you guys be interested in helping me for next year? And yeah. And so then about, what was it, like 3 or 4 months later, we actually had our first Zoom meeting and arranged for last year's event. And again, it was just the one day with everything. We have a couple virtuals as well last year too. And again, with painting and hiding rocks and all kinds of things donated and food trucks showing up with food for us. And yeah.
And the rest is history.
Pretty much. And I don't know how Monica thought about it, but I know for me, when we were setting up at the race registration, I wasn't expecting donations or anything. I don't think any of us were. And here I am at the tent for registration, all of a sudden people are just handing me money. And I remember going to my wife and going, go get Monica, I don't know what to do. And it was just like, okay, maybe we can not only do this, but do some real good for the community too. Mm-hmm. So then here we are for our third year and bigger and better. And yeah, just keep going with this momentum.
It's been really neat to see. I have a studio apartment, and I nicknamed it the Pride Palace when I was like doing all the like Pride stuff the first year out of it. And it's neat to see how it's blossomed into what it has, and how many people have really stepped up to help out. We raised, I'm trying to remember, maybe like $1,500 last year for the high school GSA.
Yep.
Mm. And also the first year. And so it really helped, you know, I think that's an important piece of this too, is with the youth in the LGBTQ+ community. And so to be able to provide resources for the GSA club, the Genders and Sexualities Alliance Club at the high school is really important. And to, you know, and the community support has been phenomenal for that. And we're now looking to kind of make an even broader impact.
Yep.
I want to ask you a bit about the design on your shirt. This is something that I think is, I don't know if it's strictly a Kodiak thing or an Alaska thing, but I really love the design of the, it's of course the colors of the rainbow, but arranged in different boats of varying sizes. Can you tell me a little bit about that design, where that came from?
Absolutely. So Kai made that this design last year, and we each year, so Tosh Priestess did the first one, and then when we had one of our first meetings, she was like, can I do the design? We're like, of course. And so she actually did two designs. So this one that has the boats, and this, so many people like have come up to me and said like, oh my God, I love this. It's like, it's totally Kodiak. It's totally Alaska. You know, I think she should like make just shirts on it in general and make some more money off of it.
Yes.
But then on the back of the gear for last year is a bear, and she also designed that. So super cool, totally Kodiak. And then this year's design is an otter done by James. And so that is awesome to see that one. He did a great job on that design.
Yes.
So super cool. It's adorable. I can't wait to get my gear. Yeah. So, and speaking of that, so we have, it's special order gear, so we have to, in order to get the gear by Pride, we had to close the window for sales on the 29th, but it reopened the next day, and it will stay open through Pride, and then that the gear order then will come like about 3 weeks after that. So there is still an opportunity to purchase, and that information is, the website is on our Kodiak Pride Facebook page. So, and there's long sleeve shirts, short sleeve shirts,
and they'll be able to see the design there as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So that's on there, and they can see the design, and it can be drop shipped to anywhere.
Okay. Here's kind of a bigger question that I wanted to ask you. Alaska is really far away from places like New York, the site of the Stonewall riots, and from San Francisco, and other places that are known for LGBTQ plus history, culture, community. It is the last frontier, but of course there are LGBTQ plus people anywhere you can find, you know, a group of any meaningful number of people. So how does being in the last frontier affect the celebration of Pride?
Wow, good question. I think for a lot of us, it's a more organic, like coming together, like a group of people just kind of starting something and seeing where it goes. I've been in contact with a couple different groups, mostly people who've been put together through Identity Inc. in Anchorage, which is one of the major queer supporting organizations in the state. And so what they've done is there's like this Alaska Pride group that's kind of come together. And so we all get together and talk about, okay, well, this is what they're doing in Fairbanks. This is what they're doing in Juneau. This is what's happening in Anchorage. This is what, and the idea is to eventually get to a point where everybody throughout the state can see, okay, yeah, I'm going to this community, and hey, look at this really cool thing. But then at the same time going, oh, hey, look, Fairbanks is doing this queer camping night. We should steal that for next year, you know, like that kind of thing, and really kind of create our own Alaskan spin on all of it. I've used to live in New York City area, so I've been to the, you know, Pride there, and I mean, it was insane and incredible and an awesome experience. But we definitely have the exact same energy here. We just get to do it our own way, which is really cool.
Definitely. I moved here from Jacksonville, Florida. And so there was definitely a thriving Pride events and activities and just spaces to gather. And when I got here 4 years ago, realized that there really wasn't much here for that. And so I think, you know, I never set out to like start anything, even though that was the case. But it was definitely something missing, that sense of community. And it kind of just all happened organically. And it's really cool to see how everyone's embraced it and, you know, how we're able to celebrate it in our own authentic way here.
Yeah, definitely.
There are probably a few people listening to this episode of Talk of the Rock who would define themselves as being heterosexual, but have LGBTQ friends, relatives, acquaintances. How can they celebrate Pride and be supportive?
I think there's a variety of ways to do that. Tell your people you love them for who, just as they are, and for all their uniqueness. I think that's it's so important to hear instead of "I love you, but." And then showing up, whether you know whatever that looks like, whether that's you know walking in the parade with us in the future, or whether it's just cheering from the side. But we know that you know you're there for us. Whether that's coming to one of these events, whether it's having conversations, but just showing the love and showing up.
Yeah, that, I mean, I can't really say it much better than Monica just did. You know, it's been kind of neat seeing the Pride flags popping up in places, too. There are stickers out that are ally stickers that people have been putting up and businesses have been putting up. So just, meeting us on the human level, kindness, acceptance, I can speak today, that kind of thing, and just showing up for humans however they need it. That's the biggest thing.
Can I piggyback off that real quick?
Go for
sorry.
It.
Sorry. if you have a business that is interested in getting one of the Kodiak Ally stickers, Ron Jackson designed them, and Tracy Chandler over at Balanced Approach has purchased a bunch of them. So if you would like one for your business, you can email KodiakIslandPride@gmail.com, and we can deliver that to you so that you can put that up in your establishment.
I wanted to ask you as well, there are, you, when I lived in the Phoenix area before I moved out here, there were 5 million people odd in the greater Phoenix area. I don't know if it's quite 5 million. It's a lot of people. It's the fifth largest city. And of course, they would have a absolutely huge Pride event there. That was almost... the city itself had like a music festival that was like a week long, and I think the Phoenix Pride Festival had more big name artists and lasted longer and had like a crowd of twice the size and was doing it in a larger park to boot. But even with all that said, there was a not just the Pride Festival, but there were all these cultural points of great import in Phoenix for LGBTQ plus people. In particular, one gay bar that was very close to where I lived that would be absolutely packed for all hours of the day. And I know in New York and other major metros, there is a longstanding history of very public and well-known gay bars and other social clubs, social groups, and gathering points for LGBTQ plus people. In the last frontier, there are, of course, fewer of these groups. There are fewer people. And what I wanted to ask was what it's like to get sort of that network and support in the LGBTQ plus community in a much smaller populated area.
Yeah, I think that is the what we are kind of navigating through right now is, you know, both of us came from places and communities where, just like Phoenix, where there were those spaces. And, you know, initially we have focused on Pride and just a one-day event, and we've, you know, broadened that out into a full month. And one thing I want to, before I forget, mention too, that last year, the city of Kodiak proclaimed June as Pride Month with a full proclamation and everything from the mayor. And we will be doing that again. I believe that is at the June 11th meeting, but once again, doing that. So super important and appreciated. But we're navigating through where to go and how we can and provide that for the community, whether it's creating a nonprofit, whether you know, whatever it looks like, we're kind of trying to figure that all out. But we definitely, the goal is to have events throughout the year now. COVID kind of put a damper on some of the visions that we had originally.
Yeah.
It's finally, you know, being able to get to a point where it's like, okay, so we could plan a monthly gathering, whether it's a movie night or a game day, you know, or a pizza party or something where it's just a space where LGBTQ plus people and allies can be together.
Yep.
And in community.
And in the meantime, you know, we are sharing not only our events on our Instagram and Facebook pages, but as different virtual events come up throughout the state, you know, sharing those. Like Identity hosted a virtual tea party. They host virtual craft nights every so often. So still having that sense of community. And with the virtual ones, the nice thing is for those who may not be able to attend in person, whether it's an accessibility thing or, you know, COVID as it was in the past, you can still be a part of it from the safety of your own house too. So for people who might not be as comfortable being out in public, you still have that community that is there for you and supportive.
I wanted to ask you as well. Certainly, I grew up in the Seattle area, and places like Seattle, Phoenix, New York. If you're a younger person and you're beginning to realize that you might be different from your peers, you can find somebody who can mentor you into an LGBTQ plus space, who can connect you to that community and to mm-hmm. that sort of support. And of course, in other parts of the country, there are less institutions like this, or some communities are openly hostile. What I wanted to ask you about is that in a rural community like this, how can we support young people who are LGBTQ plus?
I think, you know, that's one of the big goals of this. We know that the suicide rates in our community as a whole, and especially with youth, are much higher than average.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important. And so I think that's one of our big pieces is the visibility piece, you know, showing up to Crab Fest, having a float, like, you know, showing, you know, that there are people that are just like them that are here and mm-hmm. Welcoming and supportive. We're working on navigating through like what a space could look like where, you know, everyone can gather
mm-hmm.
and hope, you know, to find a place to do that. I think we have a couple things that are in the works right now.
Yeah.
That would be possible places like that. But, you know, similar to what we were talking about, the loved ones of, you know, show the love and show the support.
Yep.
And, you know, we're working to...
Yeah, and it's the state at whole is working on it, not just here in our community. There is a group calling themselves the Trans Advocacy Project, which specifically focusing on trans youth, but open to all LGBTQ plus youth. They're slowly coming together to try to figure out what can be offered, where services are. And again, for right now, there is Identity Inc. in Anchorage does host a lot of different stuff. They have a health clinic, things like that. So even if we can't necessarily help right now on the local level, we, you know, you can reach out to us and we can help you out to get to those services other places.
Okay. Well, I think that's just about run out all of our time, but I wanted to thank you both so very much for coming on. This has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I've been your host today, Dylan Samard, and joining me were Amanda Becker and Monica Claridge to talk about Pride and Kodiak. Thank you both so much.
Thank you
so much.